AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The four-star officer overseeing U.S. strikes on alleged drug boats off Venezuela is retiring. Saga Magani has details.
It was a surprise announcement. Admiral Alvin Halsey's only run U.S. Southern Command less than a year. Those kinds of postings typically last 3 to 4 years. The news comes 2 days after the military's fifth deadly Caribbean strike on a small boat allegedly carrying drugs. President Trump says accused traffickers will be treated as unlawful combatants, and just this week threatened more action against Venezuela.
We are certainly looking at land now because we've got the sea very well under control.
Democrats contend the strikes are illegal, and some Republicans are pushing officials here for the legal justification. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A source tells AP Venezuela floated a plan for President Nicolas Maduro to slowly give up power in a bid to ease the mounting pressure on his government from the U.S. But the former Trump official says the administration rejected Maduro's proposal as it continues to question the legitimacy of his rule. Former Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton's been charged with storing and sharing classified information. The 18-count indictment suggests that information was exposed when Iranian operatives hacked Bolton's email account in 2021. Bolton denies the charges, saying they're part of an intensive effort by President Trump to intimidate his opponents. President Trump's redoubling his efforts to end the war in Ukraine, announcing a second meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I would say within 2 weeks or so. Pretty quick.
He spoke shortly after a lengthy call with Putin.
And I thought it was a very good phone call. I thought very productive.
Trump is to sit down with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House Friday. Zelensky is prepared to ask for more American-made air defenses and long-range missiles. This is AP News. The lead guitarist of the rock band Kiss has died.
Ace Frehley, whose real name was Paul, was born to a musical family in New York City. He joined the founding version of Kiss in 1973, responding to an ad in the Village Voice looking for a lead guitar player. Frehley was the one with the silver stars painted over his eyes. The band had massive hits with albums like Alive, Destroyer, and Dynasty. They were nominated for a Grammy in 1999 for the song Psycho Circus, inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame in 2014, and became Kennedy Center honorees. Frehley had his own projects and was still touring in 2024.
I'm putting out great music, unlike my former bandmates who have retired.
His agent says he died peacefully, surrounded by family, following injuries suffered during a fall. He was 74. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.